Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Xander. I'm 16, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Xander, and happy Friday, kids commuters. Welcome to the last day of Young Composers Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet after the music today. Our introduction was played by our special guest star, Xander Shoemaker. If his name sounds familiar, it's because he composed a wonderful string quartet we aired during Request Week that was requested by his younger brother, Luke. Well, we thought it would be fun to talk with Xander a little bit more about being a young composer. So our very own producer, Tony, sat down with him for a while and asked him some questions.
How many pieces have you composed so far?
That is a very subjective question because it depends if you're counting things like slow motion semi-trampoline that I wrote when I was seven, that is just a bunch of scales. If you're counting anything down to that level, probably about 50 or something.
Okay, and if you were to whittle it down from...
If you were to whittle it down to what I would actually consider to be music of some kind, if you're saying complete work and I'm proud of it, probably 4.
We have a couple of early compositions.
Oh boy. The first... Great Forest at Night During a Storm, am I right?
Yes. That was written when you were 7 years old.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
I wrote it in green magic marker. I made a lot of use of repeat signs, and... at one point, you have to play it an octave lower than it's written because where it's written is off the range of the piano.
This one I really liked a lot. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, Happy Mother's Day. This was right when I started writing some of these, and it happened to be around Mother's Day, and I'd recently made this joke about what do cows say on Mother's Day? Happy Mother's Day. And so I tried to put it to words, and the music totally doesn't follow like the syllabic stress or anything, but I mean, I still occasionally play it at Mother's Day.
A young composer that we really like a lot around classical IPR is Alma Deutscher. She started composing when she was about 4 or 5 years old. She jumps rope and musical ideas come to her. Where do your ideas come from? Do you construct melodies or do they seem to come to you as kind of a formed idea?
Often a measure or two of a melody will come to me, and then I need to figure out what in the world to do with the rest of it. There can't be just a measure or two. There has to be more, but often a measure or two is all there is for a long time.
What or who, if anything, inspired you to compose in the first place?
Probably listening to all of Beethoven's symphonies, all of them every weekend.
All of them every weekend?
Yeah, it was a weird phase.
That's not that weird, actually. That's pretty cool. When did you realize that you had a talent for composition?
I don't know if talent is exactly the word. I thought it'd be cool to write music. So I wrote out a couple scales on piano. Then I decided it was time to write my first symphony. I got about 10 measures in on the violin part and gave up.
Tell us a little bit about the piece that we're going to hear today.
Sonatina in E flat major, because when you write classical sounding music, you have to give it a snobby name.
And when did you compose this?
I wrote the first movement in a couple of days in the summer. And then I was planning on writing the next two movements over the next couple of days, but it just sort of didn't happen. And so eventually my mom gave me a deadline of Christmas, and then I finished it. Deadlines can be good.
That is true, Xander. Sometimes deadlines can be good. Good job, Mom. Way to help him along and be an inspiration. Now, Xander, being a young composer, doesn't always have access to professional musicians like he did this summer with that string quartet. So he programmed this piece into a computer. We'll be hearing a MIDI version, which is just a computerized orchestra. This is Xander Shoemaker's Sonatina in E-flat major. Right, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and everyone in between, Xander Shoemaker. That was the third movement of his Sonatina in E-flat major. So great to hear from Xander and hear his music. It is so inspiring to hear young people compose music and join us on Kids Commute. So cool. And it was really fun hearing our producer, Tony, who's a very serious musician, and Xander talk about music together. So many, many thanks to Xander Shoemaker. Mad props! Hooray! The Sonatina in E-flat major. Can't wait to hear what else he comes up with. Now, kids commuters, let's answer your Quizlet. All week we have asked you the full name of the young man named Louis, who invented a system of writing for the blind in 1824. Congrats to everybody who got it right, including Fulton in Traverse City, who figured that out yesterday. And the answer is Louis Braille. Now, I want to tell you, again, many of you knew this answer, and kids commuter Hector had done quite a bit of research on Louis Braille, and we wanted to share that with you. So we're going to hear from two kids commuters today. Here's Hector.
Hi, my name is Hector, and I'm 8 years old, and my two favorite things about Louis Braille is that he never gave up when he was blind and the teachers told him he couldn't read, and I also like how when he went to the school and he invented Braille.
Well said, Hector. And there you go. Louis Braille, congrats to all of you who got that right. We'll send out our prize packs on Thursday. And thank you again, Hector. Great job, everybody. We will have a brand new Quizlet next week. Next week is Chinese New Year week on Kids Commute. We're going to hear all kinds of cool music from China and learn neat things about Chinese New Year traditions. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. And congrats! We did our big Go-Go Squeeze drawing. Our winner of 50 packs of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce this month is Luca in Misik. Congratulations to you, Luca, for winning this month's Go-Go Squeeze haul. Anytime you answer the Quizlet correctly, we put your name in that drawing. All right, that's it for Young Composers Week on Kids Commute. Congrats to Luca. Thank you, Hector. Thank you, Xander. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Happy Friday. Enjoy your snow day. We'll see you next week.
Interlaken Puglet Radio.